I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Remember we did that show, I don't remember when it was, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, a year ago, who really knows? But we did that show and we were talking about how there are these huge, huge stories. But because we live in this information age where there's too much information, sometimes the biggest, most jaw-dropping stories really won't get that much coverage. They don't get that much coverage. And what we were when we were talking about that, when what we were saying was the CIA changing their story about where COVID came from and the implications of that and how no one really talked about the story, but oh my gosh, is that not the story? There's another one of those that has just kind of passed everybody by. And we're going to go over that in a second, but I have to take this. You remember on Monday, we do Medal of Honor Monday. Every single Monday, we do Medal of Honor Monday, as you know. Start of the second hour, we read a Medal of Honor citation. And the one we did from this past Monday, you can go download the podcast if you want to listen to it. It was for Larry Taylor, the Vietnam pilot, Cobra pilot, who absurdly stays after he's out of all ammunition to save the lives of a four-man long-range reconnaissance patrol. And then eventually, apparently, he loads all the guys onto a Cobra, which is not made to carry anybody, and saves their lives. Well, this might be interesting. George in Virginia, go.
Yes, Mr. Kelly, I started going numb when you were reading the Medal of Honor thing on Monday. The further it went, the number I got. When I was processing out at 1st Infantry Division in 68, they were calling names out, and this fellow had the same name, last name as me. And we got together later that day and was talking, and he was telling me, and he had the LERP patch on his sleeve, that he was with a LERP team that got pulled out of a hot LZ, riding on the skids of two Cobras hanging on to the weapons pods. And this, he was from Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm going to have this has to be the same incident. Has to be. And I was just stunned, you know, when you read that
My
out.
My goodness. For those who don't know what George is talking about, by the way, the LERP, that's the Long Range Reconnaissance Patrol. That's what they called them. So he was on, talked to the guy, you think you talked to the guy who was on the team he saved?
Yes, and I believe his name was John. I'm not sure about the first name, but he was a Mills. That's what drew us together. And, I mean, he told me almost exactly what you read off, you know. What's the chances of a similar incident? It's astronomical.
It's astronomical. I've never heard of it.
She's good with computers.
Yeah, I've never heard of anybody catching a ride on a Cobra, let alone in that situation, and you don't catch rides on them. George, if you wouldn't mind, will you stay on real quick just so Jewish producer Chris can get maybe your info and this other guy's info? We'll just see if maybe we can track this guy down if you don't mind. Would you mind staying on the line?
Oh, that would be great. Thank you.
Hey, Chris, how do I put this thing on hold? What do I press over here? Can someone come put this on hold? Thank you. Sorry, George, you're still on the air live. That's because I don't know how to put it on hold. Hey, Chris, can we get some technical help in here? All right. Focus. Now, hold on. I'm sorry. I'm too distracted by this whole thing. How insane is that? Michael, if you wouldn't mind, would you pull up, or Chris, we'll do it next segment or two segments from now, just me reading that Medal of Honor citation from Monday. In fact, I want it next segment. We're going to do it next segment. We're going to read it again so we can go through what we just heard. Oh, man, if that's true, that's the freaking coolest thing ever. Anyway, before we get to that, let's get back to this huge story that people just kind of glossed over and moved past. Even us on the show, it's something I mentioned, something we talked about. It's just something we dwelled upon. But, you know, Elon Musk, world's richest man, he's doing all the rocket stuff, flying to Mars, all those things. He got kind of just a wild hair one day. Like, I would get a wild hair for cheese sticks and I drive down to the grocery store. He got a wild hair that he was going to buy Twitter, one of the big social media platforms, and he did it. And he bought Twitter and he made it much more free speech than it was. It was just censored commie propaganda. I'm not on there much anymore, but apparently he made it much, much, much more free speech. And as soon as he bought it and started doing these things, he began to be attacked by the Department of Justice. Now, I'm going to play the line of questioning, and then we're just going to sit back for a minute and try to unpack what exactly that means.
General Garland, Elon Musk was a Democrat who admittedly supported Biden, but then he became a critic of the administration and exposed the censorship regime. Now, per public reports, the DOJ has opened not one but two investigations of Elon Musk. Mark Zuckerberg, on the other hand, spent $400 million in 2020 tilting the elections secretly for Democrats. No investigations whatsoever. To the American public, these look like mafia tactics. You pays your money, we look the other way. You get in our way, we punish you. The American public sees what these tactics are.
Let's pause here. A private company was purchased by somebody who announced and started taking steps to make sure there was going to be less censorship on the platform. That's all he did. He's not some right wing, you know, it's not me. All he said was, hey, a lot less censorship. Let's let people have their say. And from there, the Department of Justice launched investigations into him. Now, take that with the knowledge that the Department of Justice began investigating and arresting pro-life activists in response to Roe versus Wade being overturned. Are you marinating on all this yet? And then listen to Merrick Garland say this.
That means we apply the same laws to everyone. There is not one set of laws for the powerful and another for the powerless, one for the rich and another for the poor, one for Democrats and another for Republicans, or different rules depending upon one's race or ethnicity or religion.
Yeah. What does it mean that the Department of Justice, it's not as if, let's figure this out here. It's not as if they're just sitting back and then they're protecting Democrats and attacking Republicans whenever it comes across their desk. Oh, whoops, I tripped and fell and helped another Democrat. This organization, the Department of Justice, they're going out there and seeking these people out as if they're the bodyguard and hitman of the Democrats. That's where we're at. The Department of Justice going after a private company for stopping censorship. Dang, right? Right? All right, I do have to get to this affirmative action stuff in some emails. Jeff, real quick. Jeff, Illinois, go.
Oh, Mr. Kelly, I'm a little bit upset. Currently,
what'd
this
I do?
Week, here in the St. Louis market, 104.9, they're cutting your show short at 6 o'clock. It's only on 1 hour rather than the till 8. And this is very upsetting, actually. Why? I know you're still on. It's a 3-hour show. So I would like to have someone to check to see what the St. Louis market here is doing. I'm in Illinois. I can see the arch from my backyard. I live a good, comfortable life. And the censorship is hitting me directly. I appreciate and look forward to your show every evening.
Yeah, of course. We do a 3-hour show on stations, we love our affiliates nationwide, right? Different affiliates sometimes do different things. You should know the iHeartRadio app is free. It's free. You can download the iHeartRadio app right now for free, and you can listen to any market you want. You just listen to or the podcast. Listen, if something weird happens or who knows, they podcast the show on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. It's a real easy place to track it down and track down the podcast of it. As far as the individual stations, I don't know. All right. Affirmative action. Finally, some emails, poverty rates, and other things still to come on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to do this again, though, to make sure I'm being clear about what the Chalk deal is right now. You already know all about Chalk, natural herbal supplements. You know about 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Ladies, you know about the female vitality stack. Okay, you know all that. The new deal for Chalk for a very limited amount of time. I need to stress this. To get people going, Chalk is offering 99% off your first month of any subscription up to $70 with the code Jesse99. Any other code won't work. This is not going to be around forever. If you've been thinking about it, maybe I want to try it, see how I feel. Now would be the time. 99%. CHOQ.com. Code is Jesse99. All right? I personally, I am going more natural for the rest of my life. I have seen quite enough from the medical community. I am going as natural as I can. Join me. CHOQ.com. Code is Jesse99. All right. Affirmative action and emails. Next.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's go sue somebody. Now, hold on. Don't just sue somebody. Let me explain. We're going to have to get more comfortable suing people, and we don't like to sue people on the right. I don't like it. You don't like it. As soon as you hear the word lawsuit, you kind of cringe. You think about some lady dumping a cup of hot coffee down her thighs at McDonald's and getting $80 million in a settlement or something like that. That's what you think of. That's what I think of. But as these people continue to tear through our society, we're going to have to become a lawfare lawsuit society. Ours, our side of the society. I'm talking about the decent people. Anti-affirmative action group sues West Point over race conscious admissions. That's probably a pretty helpful reminder to you that West Point currently has racist admissions. Meaning, yeah, you know what the deal is. Sorry, Whitey. Already got too many of you in this class. Move on down the line. Of course, it's called race conscious because these people master language. They master language all the time. They're always working on language. That is why we have to be better and smarter about it. I bring that up to bring this up. Transition from that into this. NARAL. What is it? It's a huge abortion-loving group. They love abortion. I mean, kill them all. Kill them all. That's NARAL. Do you know what they're doing in preparation for 2024? They're renaming themselves. What's the name? Is the name of NARAL or whatever they were calling themselves before, is the new name Kill 'em Every Trimester? Is it the Kill 'em Every Trimester group? Is it the Dig Those Forceps In There group? Is it the If They're Born Alive, Leave Them to Die of Exposure on a Steel Tray group? Oh, it's not. The new name for the group is the Reproductive Freedom for All group. Doesn't that sound so wonderful? Reproductive Freedom for All. Just remember, the communist, he not only comes up with new language, language that is designed to cover up his nefarious plans, he tries to control your language by giving you a constantly updating list of words you are not allowed to say. always building that fence around you and closing it into you over and over and over again. That is why you must break through that fence. And it's also why you have to stop supporting these companies. Oh, Larry Fink and ESG? Oh, yeah, play it, Chris. Yes. Listen, forcing behaviors at West Point. You didn't think this was just BlackRock, did you?
How much has the political backlash to ESG investing had on you and BlackRock?
I'm taking this very seriously. We are trying to address the misconceptions. It is, it's hard because it's not business anymore. They're doing it in a personal way. And in the first time in my professional career, attacks are now personal. They're trying to demonize issues.
Yeah, he goes on. Apparently the clip got cut off. He goes on to discuss how they're forcing change at BlackRock with ESG. Again, these people are doing these things at the highest levels of power, our top military academies, the head of our financial sector, all three of our big finance giants are doing these things. We've got to be aware of it. Oh, by the way, speaking of ESG, you think Verizon's all on board with ESG? Yeah, I think you already know. Why don't you look up right now? Why don't you look up AT&T's ESG page? T-Mobile's ESG page. I guarantee you they have one. Talking about how commie they are, bragging about it. You know who doesn't have one of those? Pure Talk. You know, the patriotic mobile company that actually shares your values. The one that gives you unlimited talk, text, and now 50% more 5G data for $20 a month. And the one that hires Americans who speak English. All you have to do is dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you even more money on the first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. Listen to this. Speaking of globalism, communism, how these people work. Listen to this little doozy here from Gretchen Whitmer. Big surprise, Governor Ratchet was speaking at the World Economic Forum.
Give us some political advice, Governor, about how we're going to elect more Democrats. That's the only way to keep this, this right available to the entire country. Because if they win the Congress, or God forbid they win the Congress in the White House, they will pass a national ban on abortion.
Right.
Don't you think?
Absolutely. And I think that's what we have to talk about. I think, you know, when I was traveling, because if I could only rely on donors in Michigan, I probably wouldn't still be sitting here. So I did a lot of traveling.
I'm sorry, what? If I could only rely on donors in Michigan, I probably wouldn't be sitting here. So I did a lot of traveling, she said. This actually exposes pretty well something we have to tackle. These people, they will do things that are unpopular in their state, and they get away with them because they've got a global network of financial support that will step in and prop them up, allowing Gretchen Whitmer to raise absurd amounts of money in a Michigan gubernatorial race and make her opponent look like a total nut job. And they'll go win the governorship and go right back to doing all the things people hate. It's just a nice little example of exactly how these people operate and how far we have to go. We are so far behind when it comes to organizing like they organize. They give themselves, they cloak themselves in all kinds of money and legitimacy. That's what they do. There's always these huge dump trucks full of George Soros money and others. There are many others. Soros is just the one we use. Money and legitimacy. You know, legitimacy, like going out there and saying all these things are discredited.
Justice and Attorney General Garland to address any number of real substantive problems facing the American people. Instead, House Republicans will use their time today to talk about long discredited conspiracy theories and Hunter Biden's lack.
Discredited, of course, by the former intelligence officials. The former intelligence officials we now know who made the entire thing up and lied through their teeth. Legitimate lies. Wasn't that my thing from yesterday, Chris? I nailed it. I knew it was a money statement. You always know it's a money term, Chris, when you remember it the next day. If you forget, yeah, it is. What are you talking about? That's the best indication. If you remember it the next day, not only are you a genius, the term was genius. And so that's me, Jesse Genius Kelly. We'll talk about American cheese and poverty next.
Jesse Kelly.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Speaking of bullets, let's just do one more quick thing here, courtesy of Tom McClintock and Merrick Garland and Hunter Biden and that whole gun charge. Remember that what Hunter Biden did is a felony, like a 15-year in federal prison felony, that kind of felony. Yours, McClintock, today.
Weiss deliberately allowed the statute of limitations to run out on any charges that could have implicated Joe Biden in influence peddling. He originally offered Hunter Biden a sweetheart deal that was ultimately upended by the court. And he's the one you appointed to pursue the charges that could implicate Joe Biden. That leads me to only two explanations, either corruption or incompetence. So which is it?
Those are the kind of questions that judges would rule out of order. Mr. Weiss was a Republican.
I'm sorry, I had to play that just for the laugh. I can't get over the voice. You're that old. How have you not worked on your voice? Who talks like that? Did you know poverty's up? Poverty rate increased for the first time in over a decade. In general, people have been getting richer, according to some stats. Now, we're all getting poorer. Are you trying to tell me that you shouldn't stop your economy for a virus? No way. No way. You know what? America is getting poorer. You know what we're suffering a poverty of? American cheese. Because I got this headline. Chris? Kraft Heinz is recalling some American cheese slices because wrappers could pose a choking hazard. Well, I don't know about you. I take the wrapper off before I melt my cheese on a world-famous Jesse Kelly burger. Let's get to some questions and some emails before we continue on here. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Dear rapidly aging Oracle. You know, that hurts. All right. I have wondered for some time why Republicans can't eliminate baseline budgeting. The baseline budgeting process virtually guarantees spending growth when none is needed. I view government spending like having a credit card, so on. Okay, why won't Republicans, or why can't they eliminate? What he's essentially saying is, why can't they eliminate these guarantees? They build in all these budget guarantees that really prevent them from cutting anything. They're prevented by law, in some cases, from cutting things. Now, why, if you had to guess, I'll give you a quick second, why do you think Republicans haven't changed that? Why do you think that is? Why do you think it is that Republicans, who have at many different points in history had the power to change it, why haven't they done anything to change it? Here's why. Nobody wants to cut spending but you and me. Look, it's just you and me. We're the only two people on the planet who want to cut spending before it destroys the United States of America. That's my preference. I'm assuming that's your preference as well. Democrats don't want to cut spending. Republicans don't want to cut spending. And you know why? Because they're all a bunch of cowards and idiots and sissies. And what do I mean by that? I mean, these people lack the ability and the will to stand up in front of you, the voter, and explaining to you why everyone's life is better if government gets out of the way. That's what these people should be doing. All of them. They should be explaining to you constantly, no, we can't do that. No, you don't want us doing that. No, we're not doing that. That's what they should be doing. But instead, because they're idiots and cowards and morons, I guess idiots and morons is probably the same thing, but they deserve both of those things. Instead, they only want to tell you what they can do for you. They love telling you what they can do for you, Republicans and Democrats. No, we got to cut spending. Did you hear about the new Jesse Kelly Airport I brought back to our district with federal tax dollars? It's going to be a beautiful new airport. Anyway, vote Kelly 2024. They all do it. They all do it. And because the voter doesn't demand spending cuts, they never actually attempt them. That's maybe the craziest part of any of it. They never even attempt them. In fact, if they even make a little bit of an effort to reduce a future spending increase, meaning the spending was going to go up, and they said, hey, maybe you could not make it go up quite so much, they will freak out as if you're killing people. That's why. These people, man. Mr. Jesse, I've heard you mention a few times to relocate to red states, and although I agree with your reasoning, wouldn't it make more sense to move to swing states to tip the scales where it might make a difference in a national election? You could still swing local elections, so on and so forth. His name is Tom. No, of course, ideally. Look, remember this. We always have to pursue things that can be realistically achieved. Now, here's the truth. We are not in control. You are not in control. I am not in control. Doesn't matter how rich, powerful, popular you are. You cannot control vast swaths of human beings. You can't. Human beings are going to flow the way they flow. What am I talking about? Well, the national divorce that's already taking place as people flee the blue states and get to red ones, the national divorce, it's not something I'm running. It's not something I'm in charge of. Have a bunch of people taken my suggestion? Of course they have. They have better lives because of it. But I'm not some leader of the movement here, the national divorce movement, meaning I can't start telling people, no, don't move to that red state so your family can be totally safe. You need to get to Michigan because your vote matters more there. Well, human beings are going to operate selfishly, and I don't mean that in a bad way. Human beings are going to pursue their own self-interest first. My obligation, as much as I love my country, I've fought for it for as long as I can, and I will keep fighting for it. Do you know that my family comes before my country? I have an obligation to them first. So I'm not moving to some purple state that might turn into a complete commie hellhole tomorrow because of my family. I'm going to keep them in a red state. And that's how most people are thinking. Look, ideally, you're right. We would pack up all these Republicans in California, because there are millions of Republicans in California and hardcore right-wingers. We would pack up all the Republicans in California and we would divvy them all up between Arizona and Pennsylvania and Michigan and North Carolina and Wisconsin. Hey, let's just get them in all the swing states. Ideally, that's what we would do. Boom, we're just spreading them over like our grandpa's ashes. But that's what, Chris, was that? That was probably not the right. That probably was not the thing I wanted to say. But you understand what I mean. But life doesn't work that way. People, when they move, they don't generally move just for political reasons. That's very, very rare. They move to improve their lives. They move because they have to, so on and so forth. Exalted Bald One, listening to you now on 92.9 here in Greenville, Texas. Gosh, I love Greenville. I love that station. And I have now heard two advertisements on your show for Bud Light. Why is a communist beer company advertising on the world famous anti-communist Jesse Kelly show? Enlighten us. And his name is John. Man, I love East Tennessee so much. I just love the whole state. Freaking East Tennessee is my favorite. All right. Remember this. Just remember, we are, by the grace of God, in total control of the advertising that has my voice on it. Can say yes, I can say no to any of them. Other than that, we're just borrowing this time on the radio station, all right? All right. Now, let's do something before we get to headlines I didn't get to, maybe another email or two. Let's talk about taking care of our dogs. You know, making sure our dogs live an extra 2 years, 3 years. That's something we would all want to do, but we don't start on it when we should. You see, ideally, your dog starts on rough greens when your dog's young. But that doesn't mean it has to be that way. Whether your dog's old or young, let's begin giving our dogs nutrition now. That way, on the back end, we get the payoff. The payoff of having a dog that is not only in a better healthy state, you're not at the vet every other day, your dog is going to be there longer for you and your family. Who doesn't want that? And they have free bags. Free Jumpstart trial bags. All you pay for is the shipping. Roughgreens.com/Jesse is where you get yours. So go get one. Or call 833-33-MY-DOG. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, and then we're checking out of here until tomorrow. And you can email me, though, your love and hate and death threats, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I guess Trump and Megyn Kelly are enemies again. Remember how Megyn Kelly, she hosted that first debate. She moderated the first debate. I think it was the first debate back in 2016 when Trump was running against Cruz and all those guys. And Trump and Megyn Kelly were at each other's throats the whole debate. And they just hated each other. And Trump was blasting her publicly and she's blasting him publicly. And that was, you know, what, 7 years ago. Well, Megyn gets a sit down with Trump. And I don't know. I know Megyn. I haven't talked to her about this. I don't know whether they made up or whatnot, but I figured they were on, you know, okay terms, professional people. It's a big interview for her. You know, you score the old Trumpster and she sits down and you know, asked him some pointed questions, nothing brutal, right?
Can a man
right?
become a woman?
In my opinion, you have a man, you have a woman. I think part of it is birth. Can the man give birth? No.
Okay, so that didn't, for people on the right, that didn't land all that well. Apparently Trump is upset about it.
I sat down for an hour, and then I did a Megyn Kelly one, and she had, you know, just, boy, she became nastier all of a sudden. She was pretty nasty, didn't you think? Anybody that watched it.
That was Trump in Iowa today. These two are going to fight again now. It's going to be a big public thing, isn't it? You know what? You know what doesn't have to be public? You know what should be private? What can be private? Your sorry shooting. I know you don't want to go to the range because your groups are garbage. And you don't want those groups to be garbage. You want to be shooting nice, tight groups at the range, whether you're a seasoned pro or brand new. But what do you do? How do you do that? How can you practice without embarrassing yourself at the range? Well, Mantis X is how you will do that. You will go to MantisX.com and get one. They'll mail it to you. It attaches to your weapon, and you will practice with your weapon, dry fire practice, in the comfort of your home. And so a month from now, 2 months from now, when you go to the range, your groups are going to be tight. Go to MantisX.com to avoid range embarrassment. MantisX.com. Go get one. All right, one more email, then we'll get on to some headlines I didn't get to. Jesse. A few weeks ago, Gabon became the eighth former French colony to be overthrown in a coup in the last 3 years, the second in the last few months. In the past, the coups in Africa's coup belt didn't have much of an effect on French control, but now they are kicking the French out. These countries are rich in metals, oil, and uranium. France has been exploiting them for years. It'll be interesting to see if the people of Gabon start waving Russian flags and banners and so on and so forth. I was curious to hear your thoughts. Well, Africa is one of those places that has long been pillaged for its resources. And it's been rich in resources. And that problem, it's amazing. I can't believe I'm going to say this. That problem's actually going to get worse for Africa now in the future because they have so many of these rare earth minerals where kind of it's necessary. Every nation needs it, and they're the only one who has it. And when you have a product like that, if you can seize control of it, you're essentially the most powerful nation in the world, or one of them. What's a good way I can describe this? Phoenicians. You know, we've talked about the Phoenicians before. In case you don't remember, this is pre-Greek, really. Really, it's pre-Assyrian for the most part, even though they kind of turned into that. Whatever, this is a long, long, long time before Christ. There were these people, and they were these ship people, and they all of a sudden, a bunch of stuff had gone on, but they had moved their city to Carthage. Their city eventually became Carthage, and Carthage became this economic powerhouse on the world stage. How does that happen, though, when you're just a city? I don't understand. Why are you just this one city, but you're this powerhouse on the world stage? Well, it was where Carthage was located, on a critical shipping lane, so people were forced to use it. The same thing applies today with these rare earth minerals. If you have minerals people have to use and they're forced to come to you to purchase these things, you're going to be very, very wealthy and very powerful. And China, Russia, us, France, and others, they're aware that Africa is that next frontier, and they're all trying to compete there because who controls the resources of Africa will very likely determine who controls the rest of this century and maybe the one after that. And I can't believe we're going into another century where we're not talking about an African nation doing that. I've always been surprised by that no African nation, not the sub-Saharan, not Egypt, none of these African nations have ever risen to juggernaut status. I just always found that to be fascinating. Should probably interview someone about that.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
That's a good point, Chris. We'll bring in the Ugandan guy.
Why are you gay?
Ask him all about it. CNN posts lowest weekend ratings in key demo in its recorded history. CNN is simply suffering from the death of everything. It's the same thing the airline industry is going through. It's the same thing the military is going through. When you focus on things except for performance, when you focus on everything but performance, what's their gender, what's their religion, what's their race, what's their when you focus on those, you will just slowly see the quality of everything around you die. Speaking of dying, Human Events Jack Posobiec is added to infamous Ukrainian kill list. Apparently, Ukraine put out some public kill list of journalists that they wanted killed, and I guess some journalists on this list and some people who made this list in the past have been killed. We're talking movie-type killings, car bombs and stuff like that. And then the guy who put Jack on the list just got fired yesterday. But it's, man alive, this whole thing's getting spicy. Alex Soros, that would be the son of George Soros, huddles with great leader Newsom at Clinton Global Initiative. Oh, I forgot to mention this earlier, the Clinton Global Initiative. So you know how they're already talking about bringing in all these finance giants to build up Ukraine afterwards. Of course, they're going to need all these new things and buildings and roads. And of course, it's going to be huge money to rebuild Ukraine. I know you're going to find this shocking, but the Clinton Global Initiative has stepped in. The Clinton Foundation, they have stepped in and they're going to be managing a lot of the assets, you know, for this whole rebuild of Ukraine. What nice people those Clintons are. Just, I'll tell you what, they give and they give and they give. Migrant released by Biden administration, arrested for Texas border town murder. Oh, you mean the people who crawl across our southern border under the razor wire at night are occasionally violent criminals who are just coming here to prey on our citizens? Wow, knock me over with a feather. He's in 100%. This is from NBC News talking about Matt Gaetz, that Florida congressman who's expected to run for governor. Well, of course he's running for governor. I've also heard plenty of rumors that Byron Donalds, the other Florida congressman, one of the other Florida congressmen, is running for governor. That's probably the reason those two have had a little public spat back and forth for the past 48 hours. They're already pole positioning, if you will. Pole positioning to be the next governor. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, remember, we will be back here tomorrow. We will laugh and cry, and we'll get through all this together, all right? That's all.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.